So if he's a lifesaver, what does that mean, like every day, like tomorrow, like at school when you go back next term? Here's what happened years ago in year eight, maybe year nine, like in the 20th century. We're in class and we're doing world religions, like Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity. We've gone into class, I reckon it was year eight. Teacher's gone, spot test. You might not know what a spot test is. We knew. Close your books, sit still, don't talk to anyone, test. Oh, panic. Nightmare, because he was a bad teacher. Really tough teacher. My name's Daniels, Graham Daniels. Daniels, what do we know about Buddhism? Nothing. Of course. Blagged it a bit. Evans, Judaism. He's just going like that around the class, all boys. And then there's a lad messing around called Geraint Jones, but his nickname was Jai, right? We'll call him Jai. Messing around. Fatal. Jones, what are you doing? Nothing, sir, nothing. Jones, tell me about Christianity. Jones never used to say a word in class. He says, come on, come on. He says, all right, Christianity. God made us. We all turned away from him. Because of that, he's going to judge us. And we're all like this now. Oh, wow. That's not bad, that. Fair play. Fair play, Jai. Good effort. Then you think he'll stop, right? And he goes, Jesus died on a cross instead of us because we were sinners and he took our judgment. Now he's on a roll. And he beat death, proving that he could die and save us from sin and death. And he's coming back one day and he will judge us all, innocent or guilty, depending on whether we turned and trust in him. Never saw it ever again. What would I say was year eight? Did I say year eight? I think it was year eight. May have been year nine. Never ever saw this in school again. He got a round of applause. Fair play. Fair play, Jai. But he blew it. Big time. I think he got cocky. So she goes, you know, Williams Confucius, or some, that wasn't his name, Williams Confucius. You see what I'm saying? Williams, tell me about Confucius. Jai does this. Everyone's gone, what's he doing? What's he doing? Shut up. Miss, yes, Geraint. Miss, can I ask a question? Yes, you can, Geraint. You know, we say all the religions and they're all good and valuable and people have different cultures and countries, but I think Jesus is the only way you can get to heaven. He's not just one way. She says, Miss Evans, her name was. Miss Evans says, well, Geraint, of course Christians believe that, but other religions believe other things. So come on, Geraint, that's very good, but that's enough now. You say, right, shut up. Unbelievable. He goes, no, miss, no, I don't believe that. I think Jesus is the only way to get to heaven. She says, Geraint Jones, out of the class, stay there till the end of the class. Now you're being cheeky and disruptive. We went out at break time. We say to him, mate, are you a nutter or what? What on earth are you doing? Now, he was a good lad because he played sport, and anyone who plays sport's okay. Right? He was a good swing bowler, right arm, poof, swung it away. He was good, he was. I said, Geraint, Jai, what are you doing all that for? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, what are you doing it for? And honestly, his shirt was sweating. It was May. It was wet with sweat. I said, were you nervous when that happened? He said, scared to death. I said, what do you do it for then? And he said, well, if I didn't say anything about Jesus when she asked me about Christianity, What's the point in being a Christian? I said, you're a Christian then? He said, yeah. I said, you've never told me that before. He said, I know, I'm nervous. Ever felt nervous if you'd say you're a Christian? Ever thought, don't fancy that? Look at these lines from the Bible that we've just read. Here they are, Mark chapter 8, verse 34. Have a look at it. Do you see it there? Jesus called the crowd to him along with the disciples. Look closely at that line. There's a crowd there. Can you see it? Crowd, underline, crowd. There's loads of people watching Jesus, and there are disciples, which means people who say, I follow Jesus. Now, I bet in this room tonight, in a crowd, some of us will say, well, I'm in the crowd. I'm not really sure about Jesus, really. Not really. Some will say, oh, no, I'm in. Like, I'm a disciple. I am. People may not know, but I'm in. Look at the next line. He called the crowd to him with his disciples and said this, whoever wants to be my disciple. Now, I don't know if this ever really occurred to you, but Jesus says to anybody, anywhere, anytime, any place, whoever wants to be mine can be mine. Like, I mean, not just the girl next to you or the bloke behind you or the old person leading your team. I mean, whoever. Anybody can be a follower of Jesus. Now, that seems obvious, but in another way, it's fantastic. Keep looking at it, right? That means all people can be followers of Jesus. But look at the next little bit here. If you want to follow Jesus, look at what you've got to do. Do you see it? Deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. That's what Jai did. Do you see what he did? He just went, Miss Evans, he basically said, I belong to Jesus. That's what he really said. I identify with Jesus. I want to stand up as somebody who identifies with Jesus. And you might say, I could never do that in a gazillion years. Neither could Jai. And I said to him at break time, mate, why did you, to use our language, identify with Jesus there? You know what he said to me? He said, well, it's like a day has arrived where I'm in class and we're talking about Christianity and there's 35 boys in the class and she points to me and says, tell me about Christianity. And I thought, well, I'm a Christian. I'd better tell the truth. So that's what I did. I thought, I can't let today go past without being brave enough to say, I follow Jesus. Oh, my word. Look at the last line. If you want to save your life, 35, can you see it? If you want to save your life, you lose it. If you're willing to lose your life, you'll save it. Do you know what it means? You know when we all sort of cling to our reputation? Yeah, but what do people think of me? What will it look like if I say something about Jesus? What if I dare stand up and say I'm a Christian? What will people think of me? It'll kill me. On that day, that boy had the guts to go, I think it's true, miss. I tell you something, he didn't lose his life that day. Do you know what happened to him? He went about 15 feet taller in all our estimation. Because we all went, man, you've got some guts, you have. Oh my word, you've got some bottle. Jesus must be important to you. And you know, to me, because it was year 8, was it year 9? Or what, which was it again? Which did I say? Did I say both? No, it was definitely year 8. And so, like, in year 8, you know, I was there. Because when you're in year 8, you're like year 8 age, aren't you? So it's like I was in year 8, you know. There I was in year 8. And I went, whoa, that boy's amazing. I mean, I gave him some stick, you know. But deep down, I went, whoa. So, Jesus is a lifesaver every day. Every day he cares about you. Every day he lives with you. Every day he's in you. Every day he's for you. If you trust Jesus tonight, even when you don't feel like it, he's your lifesaver today. If you haven't turned to Jesus yet, he can be your lifesaver tonight. And you have a new vision for life. Even if you're in year 9. Nine. You can be in year nine as well to have that. That's it. Now, second part, right? Have a look with me. He's a lifesaver, not just every day, but he's a lifesaver even in death. You know, at lunchtime, what was the name of the girl who was died? What was her name? You did it at lunchtime, didn't you? Jairus or something? What was his daughter's name? Oh, we don't know. We didn't say. Good lad. They see you paid attention there, didn't you? Jairus' daughter, but she was dead, right? And Jesus brought her to life. I want to say to you as the last thing tonight. If you follow Jesus, you follow somebody who has life-saving capacity even in death. Hey, I told you about Jai. Let me tell you about Joan. Now, Joan wasn't in my class because it was a boys' school. So she wasn't allowed to be in my class because she was a girl. But she was an old girl because she was my mother. Oh, she was ancient. She was like 40. Oh, my word, she was ancient. Anyway, every Sunday night, right, my mother was a Christian, and every Sunday night, every blooming Sunday night, she'd sit in the kitchen, put the radio on, and we'd have to listen to hymns in Welsh. Say, Mum, put the radio off. No, I'm not putting the radio off. Oh, Mum, put the radio off. It's rubbish. She'd say, listen, one day you'll want to listen to hymns, and you'll want to sing them for yourself. I said, Mom, you're thick. Seriously, how would I ever want to do that? Because I thought I was cool, like when I was in about year nine. I wasn't, but I thought I was. It's cooler than my mother. So my mum used to do this every Sunday, forever. She'd say, one day, you'll be glad to follow Jesus. You will. I said, I never will, Mum. What's for supper? And then one day, many years later, when I did follow Jesus, and when I had my own children, and they were little, like year four sort of thing, like proper little, you know. So I had my own children, and I went to visit my parents, right? And my mum was dying because she was ancient. And she was dying, and I knew I wouldn't see her again after this visit because it was 300 miles away. And I went into the kitchen of our little house in Wales where I'd grown up, and I put all my children in the car with my wife, ready to drive off, and I went in to see her, and she was in the kitchen. And I said, right where she used to sit listening to the radio program like years before. And I said, right, Mum, we're off back to Cambridge now. And she said, good, well done, look after those children. I said, I will, Mum. She said, good. I said, well, listen, I'm off now. And we both know that she was going to die and I wasn't going to see her again. And we looked at each other and I said, right, I'll see you then. And she said, see you then. I said, right, I'm off now. She said, see you then. I said, listen, see you. She said, I will see you. That's what she said. I will see you. Maybe not here, but I will see you. Jairus' daughter, got it? Jesus smashes death. I jumped in the car, drove away, knowing I wouldn't see her. I was crying in the car. I couldn't help it. And then, some weeks later, she was gone. And I went back, and I went to that little kitchen. And I walked into that kitchen, and I thought, well, you're not here. But guess what? Jesus is a lifesaver, even in death. So I will see her again. Look at these lines here. Look at these lines. You know what she used to say to me, my mother? She used to say on Sunday night, oh, you want to be a footballer, do you? Well, I tell you what, even if you do get to play, even for somebody as good as Cardiff City. She didn't know much. You know what I mean, Jack? Even if you get to play for Cardiff City, listen, she said, look what the Bible says. And she used to read this to me. Look at 36. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world? Like playing for Cardiff City, to gain the whole world and forfeit their soul or life. She said to me, Graham, what is the use of getting everything and not being able to live every day knowing that God loves you? What is the use, even if you were? Look at 37. What can anyone give in exchange for their soul, even if you were the greatest player in the world? What would it matter? When the final whistle blows and you have to leave this world, you have to leave it behind, you'd say to me. What does it count? There's only one who counts on that day. It's Jesus, who raised Jairus' daughter, who beats death. That's what she'd say. And when I stood in that kitchen, I remembered all those words. And sometimes she used to say to me, 38, if anyone is ashamed of me or my words in this adulterous generation, the Son of Man, which is a word Jesus used for himself, will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. She'd say, Graham, one day you'll die or Jesus will come back and the world will start all over again. And he'll only have one question for everybody he meets on that day. And this will be the question. As you were walking away from me, watch closely if in year seven, no, you can't be in year seven, can you? 8 or 9, that's about 8 or 10. As we walk away from Jesus, you've heard it this week, the Bible says, turn around, repent. So like you walk, we all walk away. And then you go, turn around. And then you see Jesus right there. Right there he is. Right there on his cross. And he says, look at me, believe in me. And two things will happen to you. One, I will be with you every day. Even when you're scared to be mine, I'll be there. And two, when the final whistle comes, when it's all over, guess who's going to be there taking you through to eternal life? I will, he says. Is it worth following Jesus? Oh my word, do not even think about not following Jesus. Do not even think about it. Whatever year you're in, year what? Who's in year 10? Fair play. That's ancient, by the way. Ancient. Year 9? Year 8? No year 7s, right? Oh, shh, don't, you're not supposed to be here. I'm joking. Have a think about this, my friends. Don't look at the person next to you or behind you or in front of you. Do not think about it. Two things. Is Jesus going to be in your lifesaver, tonight when you go to bed? Will you turn to him? And when that day comes, whether you're 14 or 40 or 90, when he comes and your life's over, will you go, here I am. You beat death for me. Thanks very much. Let's start again. Got it? Clear? Clear? Go on, look at me. Clear? Got it? Right? Well, it's down to you, isn't it? It's down to you. Go to bed knowing this tonight. Your call. That's how it is, isn't it? Because you're big and bright. What are you going to do? Who is this man? That's what we're about this week, Woody.